Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Anybody heard of Watford? Nah, me neither. Well, I'm told Watford's a town in the English county of Hertfordshire. It's twinned with Mainz in Germany. Wilmington in the United States of America. Way to go, guys! And Novgorod in Russia. Now, Watford's traditionally known for its printing, and it once claimed to be the largest printing town in Europe. I know, fascinating. Can you imagine the Blue Suns having a right laugh down there? Oh, ho, ho, it's magic, you know. Some scenes in the Harry Potter movies were filmed at the Warner Brothers Studios in Watford. In fact, for all you Potterites out there, the Great Halls are in Watford. Now, that's magic. Now, I'm not one to name drop. What am I about? I love it. I am one to name drop. I ain't gonna lie. Anyway, here's my showbiz friends. Yes, my friends who are famous. The Overtones. Yes, the Overtones. My friends telling us what they know about Watford.
The shopping centre is called the Harlequin Centre. Because I used to live there, live near there. I used to live in Harrow.
What did you used to buy there?
I used to, you know, buy all my goods there.
You what? You what? You what? You what? You what? Bird. Now, famous faces from Watford include Vinnie Jones. Yes, Vinnie Jones. You know the one who pretends to be a Cockney wide boy, all right, mate, up the apple and pears? Well, in fact, he's not. Not at all. He's from leafy Watford. So remember that next time you're watching Lock, Stock and he's giving it the big I am? Also, telepresenter Tim Lovejoy and the man with the biggest nose in football, Gareth Southgate. And of course, Watford's most famous daughter is the very talented Jerry Halliwell. And here she is in action.
Can listeners please be aware that this next clip contains Jerry Halliwell singing live.
So here are the vital statistics then. Watford play at Vicarage Road. They are managed by Gianfranco Zola. And here's some pub trivia for you then. The club used to be known as the Brewers because they were sponsored by the Brewkins Brewery, who helped buy the ground. But when they changed the kit from blue and white to black and yellow, they called themselves the Hornet because it looks like a hornet, ain't it? Black and yellow. I'm Hornet. I'm Hornet, Hornet, Hornet. I'm Hornet. I'm Hornet, Hornet, Hornet tonight.